It is the Critics' Choice with England's Wire. From their landmark first album, 1977's Pink Flag, the song Mannequin. If you want to say the most revolutionary album to come out of the UK in 1977 was Wire's Pink Flag, I wouldn't argue with you. Very influential, especially on hardcore punk. There's like 21 songs in 36 minutes on that record. There's some songs that are complete songs in 40 seconds. Also, the Minutemen, big Wire fans, REM, who covered their tune Strange, which is on Pink Flag, 10 years later in 1987 on the REM album Document. But you should have those Wire records in your collection. In front of Wire, another one of my favorites, Jenny Lewis, from her third solo album, 2014's The Voyager. You Can't Outrun 'Em. Jenny has a new record coming out. On the Line is the title. It will be here on March 22nd, and she will be performing at Highwater Fest on Saturday, April 13th. Had the chance to interview Jenny again. So smart, so funny, so talented. You can hear that interview and all our artist interviews at 1055thebridge.com. Get all your Highwater info there as well. Got started with singer, songwriter, actor Ben Dickey, whose new record, A Glimmer on the Outskirts, will be out this Friday, March 8th, the tune Eloise. He also starred in a movie about the country singer-songwriter Blaze Foley. It was called Blaze, came out in 2018, directed by Ethan Hawke. I did not see it, heard it was very good. Definitely want to track that down from Ben Dickey and get the new record this Friday. One more set of music to go. We kick it off with the Dandy Warhols, who were celebrating their 25th anniversary. The new album came out in January. It is called Why You So Crazy, and this is Motor City Steel. The Dandy Warhols on The Critics' Choice.